Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Daddy! It's your favourite child. Well, your favourite disabled child. Rosie, here, asking you if you've had a good bonfire night, and you're saying, my accountant called and talked about something like taxes. I don't really get it. Will you do my taxes for me? Because I'm only a little 30-year-old. Thank you for looking after me. I love you.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
I was passed around Chinese restaurants by my aunties and they would all touch my hair because it's like that thing of like, if you touch gold, you get gold, right? It's like bringing gold is good luck.
Yeah.
So I was the white baby with big blonde hair and blue eyes in Malaysia every single year, just growing up and everyone just being like, oh my God. So I grew up genuinely believing I was this oracle miracle kid, whereas my sister was like a little chubby brunette. Yeah. And they'd think she was cute, but they'd all be like, hello boy, hello boy. And I just swan in. And I wore all the big, like I had a sour kameez and stuff, like I wore I had a chong sam as well.
I don't know what that is.
It literally means long dress. You know, the classic Chinese style dress.
Yes.
I had a little pink chong sam and I was just so cute. But like so just like red and blonde and pink and I just look so weird amongst all the other cousins.
Yeah.
And it's just like me, this like white girl. And we would stay in like Wangsa Maju, which is like the end of the line on the like their version of the LRT, the tube.
Right.
And it's like right at the top in this little area called Stapak where they just don't get tourists or anything. Yeah. So people would just stare and I'd be like, welcome.
And you were even weirder because you were dressed in like a non-white way.
Yeah. Obviously, I did not wear that every single day. Like I was mainly wearing my clothes or usually, to be honest, naked. Very
so
naked
did
child.
Did they want photos as well?
Oh, I don't think so. They wanted to touch my hair. I'm sure there was a lot of photographs at some places, but it was definitely, I was very aware of like, I'm special.
Well, did you like that?
I think I did. I think because I also, it wasn't like, I mean, I was also in the UK so much and I went to school, obviously, so like, it was more like you go there and you get all this attention, you come back and it's like, oh, bloody hell, there's Helen again. And it's like, touch my hair, it'll bring you gold. I think it helped that my siblings, who are also white, didn't have the Aryan features that I did.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I really owned it. Yeah, exactly.
You're like an Aryan white dream.
I am so ridiculously Aryan. It's beautiful. Dankeschön. Danke
sehr. Long dead.
Oh, yeah, no. You kidding? Anyway, welcome to our guest today on Daddy Look At Me. It's Pierre Navarri! A brilliant comedian, a drinker of Diet Coke, and an all-round A-plus chap.
Thank you.
He's not a guy. He's more like a chap, don't you think?
He's a good chap.
Yeah, you're a chappy.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I not a dude?
No. Way too much reading by yourself, I imagine, to be a dude.
That's true, isn't it?
Because you do sit at home and read most of the days, right?
Yeah.
You're lonely.
No.
Yeah, you're very lonely. Just no. You.
Very happy on my own reading. So I guess I'm not a dude, yeah.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading...
Oh my God, it's going to be like an autobiography of like Stalin or something, isn't it?
No, I'm reading about the Normandy campaign in the Second World War and also a book about... there was this woman who wrote a book about the guys who started Facebook.
Yeah.
But not like when it was at Harvard or whatever.
Yeah.
She was like their 53rd employee.
Yeah.
And she was like the first person they hired who had an arts degree, and her job was to do like customer complaints or like inquiries and things, because they were like, yeah, we're very busy coding and not having any social skills, please do this for us.
Yeah.
And she's basically written about what it was like when Facebook was in just like one small office with 50 of them, and they had like weird like
is
nerd art
good?
On the walls. It's good so far. It's called like the the Young Princes or the New
I'm sure you better Google like book written by like 53rd way of
yeah. It'll be on there somewhere.
And
basically it's just like she's written a lot about it before in like articles, but it's like a sort of warning of like, by the way, these are the people we're dealing with here. They're not geniuses in the way you'd like them to
be. It's just such an intense book to read. Like, it's summer in London. There's ice cream being sold from vans everywhere. You can get an organic lollipop by Regent's Canal, and you're at home reading these books.
Yes, about the war and technological dystopia.
Actually, I am so into war in general.
Yeah.
It's just that I really like the documentaries, apart from when they cut to old people talking about it, because like, it's just like, shut up. Like, you don't remember it properly.
Shame that.
You're so offended.
That's an amazing thing to say about you old idiots.
Let's take my favourite question to ask. When you meet new people, it's like, what's your favourite war?
Oh.
Fun question.
Great.
And if they say World War One, you're like, the Great War.
Yeah.
Then you know they've got it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, favorite war.
What is your favorite war?
Oh, there's
mine's
so,
when
so many
my mum didn't
from.
Like my outfit when I was 14. No.
World War III.
No, the biggest argument, the biggest war for me was the year that I got given a typewriter for Christmas, and I really, really wanted it. And then I realised you couldn't just delete and go back when you made a mistake. And so I hated it within 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really upset. And then
that's
I was
a hell of a U-turn.
Yeah, it was really hard. Yeah, you don't know. I'm sorry. Mm. You want that. 1998.
Favorite war.
Favorite
go.
War. I mean, apart from... You mean like apart from the obvious...
Oh my God, I have a horrible feeling it's going to be a fictional one. It's going to be like,
no.
My favorite war was Lord of the Rings.
No, hey.
Okay, so hey, I don't know.
Do judge people and say like the Great War or World War II, because I'm like... No.
The Anglo-Zulu War.
Great.
Good war.
Oh God, I don't. Is that English what? Versus England versus Africa?
No.
No. Versus, by the way, I should not have said that. Anglo was England.
So it was when the British Empire invaded Zululand.
Mm.
Like the movie Zulu, Rorke's Drift, that kind of thing.
I don't know it.
Basically, I saw the movie Zulu when I was young, and I thought it was. But it's very slow at the start, and then it gets very good. And it's like Michael Caine's first big movie.
I don't know.
No. No, I know that, because you said, was that England versus Africa?
but it was.
Only in the sense that World War II was Japan versus Europe.
No, it wasn't.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
It was England versus the Nazis.
Was
and then
it?
The Japanese were doing their own things going on.
No.
I know this. I've been to a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
Right, not...
Shanghai prison.
Not operating, though.
No, I was 11, my mum thought, hey, you know what? My kids don't know what it was like to be a Japanese prisoner of war. Let's go to a museum and they can have an experience.
Mm.
Yeah, we went.
Great.
Yeah, why not?
I just suddenly thought I couldn't say that. That's only because when we were younger, when we went, my mum promised that we wouldn't tell my grandfather, but he's been dead for over 10 years.
Fair
and
enough.
All of a sudden, I got super panicked.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She was like, you're not... He was like, you can't go there. You cannot go to Shanghai prison.
Yeah.
And then she took us... I think he was there at the liberation and like he didn't, he was like one of the grandparents who never wanted to talk about the war, like sort of thing. And he, but that was one thing he said is like, you never go there. I think it's probably when we started going to Malaysia, look, she married into a family with Malaysians, like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Still, we went. Pierre, my sweet angel. Sorry we're making it all about us. We're just fascinated. We've got a lot to say. Pierre, my little boy, my little sweet prince. Uh-huh. Tell me about the attention you received for being such a sickly child. Do not count chicken box. Everyone had it. It's not a big deal.
I don't remember the pneumonia attention. I think I remember having lots of fevers, but then I don't really remember. That's like vague.
Do you get time off school when you were sick?
In South Africa, you only start school the year you turn 7.
So, what the hell?
Like up to your like.
What did you do for all that time?
A lot of colouring in, a lot of running around. I went to play school.
Okay, that's fine.
No. But I didn't learn to read or write till I was like 6.
No, I thought you'd be one of those freaky kids.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
you're thick.
I remember learning to read, so I remember. But I remember when letters weren't sounds automatically in my head and making the sounds in my head.
Oh my god, this makes me so happy. I think I might have been like more literate than you early.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No.
But then that makes sense because I bet you learnt quicker because your brain was ready.
Well, also, I was really enthusiastic about it because no one made me do it when I was like 4. Yeah. Or like 3.
It is very young, you know, but some of us can pick it up.
Here's a little tip. For you parents out there, don't teach your kid to read.
No, but also do if they're in a society where everyone's like, my parents didn't teach me how to tell the time, and then when I was 13, that was all like a problem.
Yeah.
Well, also, and in fairness, my handwriting now is very bad. Still, because I had to learn in
mine
a rush.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, Pierre?
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Why is that funny?
I've got no empathy. I'm like
she's severely disabled.
I'm very disabled, Pierre.
Do you hear what's so annoying? Rosie was in a wedding at the weekend, and the bridesmaid, there was another bridesmaid who was in a wheelchair. What the fuck?
No.
Absolutely human.
That's fucking bullshit.
It is, isn't it?
I got out disabled.
You should have asked for a chair, but get a like, motorised one or something.
No, I'm forgiven. She's like consistent to me, but yeah.
I'll be upset on your behalf.
But I made up for it because I had a Kaylee. So, by that time, I had a lot of tequila. So that meant I just spent the whole evening falling over. Did she fall over? No.
Push her out the chair.
She was just sat in the chair. So I'd be like, later on in the day, I made up my disabled points, and
Rosie, once again, we've managed to make it about us. I think it lasted like 5 seconds.
It was good.
No, because I genuinely want to know more about Pierre, and we're just being dicks right now. We haven't seen each other in a week, so we're very.
That's fair.
But no. Shut up, Helen. Shut up, Rosie.
So,
Pierre, interview yourself. We'll be quiet for 5 minutes. tell us about the attention you got. Shut up. Shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, I'm quite still though.
Okay.
I'm worried. So when you moved to the island, man, did you find it easy to make friends or were you the odd South African sickly
I was
boy.
I was pretty weird for them.
Yeah.
And also, like, I had to sit at the back of the class and learn the alphabet.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I didn't. Everyone is in year 2.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you way behind?
Oh my god! By 2 years, yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So everyone was like, why are you at this? Like, I don't know the letters yet. Leave me be.
They're doing fractions. You're like, birthday.
I hated that version of the alphabet because I got, before I arrived, I did get taught the alphabet at least.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know how to write it. But I hated the whole Abaca Fasa thing.
Yeah.
Like, the A, B, C. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah. Did you ever do, like, Kulika?
Yeah, what?
And Kikinka.
Yeah.
And they were, like, cats and, mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
kings.
Well, I see, I missed that. My younger sister got that, but they just showed up and they were like, well, that was like last year.
Yeah.
Come on, do the... So, like, I know that...
You've been through so much.
I know, thank you. I write things weird now. Like, I do my twos from the bottom.
What?
I do the bass weird. And then up, and then fives and S's as well, all from the bottom. Because I was just making the shape with a pen.
Start with the bottom.
That's right.
Great tip.
But that for me feels like you'd have got a lot of negative attention.
I guess it's a form of attention indirectly to be just singled out in
that's
some way.
That's true.
So that's something.
Oh, when you started to go, were you like assigned another pupil?
Yes.
Killer? I always wanted to be that.
Me too. I was always, I'll show them around.
Yeah.
Big time.
I'll be your friend.
You're welcome, Ellie Salter, Anna Grant, and Libby Denman. I did it for all three of them. With my now housemate, Emma Black. We were the two chosen ones from our school.
Oh my God.
But did you, when you went to school, like, and when you were able to finally read and write?
Because, yes.
And also, by the way, if anyone from South Africa, can they please tweet us and let us know if it actually is seven? Because part of me really feels like it's just Pierre. And not his parents. He was actually at school learning. And they're like, no, it's just playgroup. No pressure, sweetheart.
No. I love how you worked about this podcast.
To get someone to tweet in?
Yeah.
Only because I was listening to some podcasts at the weekend. And they do a lot of, like, tweet us. And we don't do that.
Yeah.
We've never done that. So I'm trying to subtly put it in without you pointing it out. Jack, wasn't that a good idea to do that? So.
I was in a play at primary school.
Thank you very much.
Called The Boy Who Cried Mammoth.
What is that?
What?
The Boy That Cried Wolf?
Yes, but we'd been learning about cavemen. And
cute.
So they changed it to fit with what we were learning. I don't know.
Was it audition or was everyone in it automatically?
I don't remember. I was the main boy, though. I was the boy.
Congratulations.
Who cried woolly mammoth.
Cry mammoth.
And too much, if anything.
If you could give us a little taster of it.
Mammoth, mammoth.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you're in the play as well. Nice.
Yeah. Becoming a cropper now.
No.
Yeah.
And did you continue to be like a performer after primary school? Were you a kid that was in the plays
for attention? Did you get attention from it because you stopped getting pneumonia?
My school had like school plays, but it also had houses and house plays.
Oh.
But the school plays
on the Isle of Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What house?
Hello, school.
I was in Gryffindor.
No, we're not even gonna laugh at that. That was the worst joke of all time. You're so polite that you actually went to smile at her.
I enjoyed
like,
it.
No,
but I enjoyed it mostly because I'm a Slytherin. I did the test. I'm a Slytherin.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What are you?
I think I was a Hufflepuff or a Gryffindor, but that I was manipulating the answers.
Okay.
I can't say that I've honestly answered it.
So you're a Slytherin then?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that.
You fiddled the tests.
We don't know that for sure. It's hard to answer those things honestly, because I know what
it
result
is.
I want.
Yeah. I went in neutral. But so like the school play would be really tightly controlled, right? Because it's the school play.
Yeah.
So you can't have too much fun. Or it has to be
talk
very big,
to me,
serious
what sort of
play.
Plays are we doing here?
Oh, we're talking about like school plays, like the Railway Children. And
lovely stuff.
Like old school, quite like... and there will be a play. And you know what?
It'll Angels
be
in America.
And
year seven production of Angels in America.
And the whole thing is like, the play will represent the school and we're absolutely fine. And so there was a lot of like top-down editing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas the house plays were up to the students and it was a competition between the three houses to like win the play contest. And they were like... So you could fuck around and
you wrote it yourselves?
No, or you could if you really could be bothered. Or you could pick one that you want to do. So one with loads of like explosions or swearing or stupid like people falling through wardrobes. And
yes, and you did a play of Zulu.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
The play that we open in the year, I'm going to say 1915, because that's a war year. Sure. Africa versus England. The war begins. The English come in with their swords and shields.
Nope.
No?
No.
Guns.
Yep.
Oh no, we shot people again? I didn't know about this war until today. Yeah. You've got to realise that. I'm discovering a lot more. Mm. Oh, bloke, were we the bad guys?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck it. Pretty again? Much. What sort of plays did your house pick? Were you like very in charge of the picking?
Not initially, because you know, you're like, it's the whole school, so it's from like 11-year-olds all the way to 18-year-olds.
Oh, right, so you've got to wait for your turn to be in charge of the thing.
But we did like a version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
No! That
was great.
Cold.
Yeah, but obviously, like, that could never be the school play because it's not boring and smart.
It's historical.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good documentary.
Is it? No, it's not. No, but like, bits of it are.
Yeah.
The Holy Grail, that's the story.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to it in Tintagel, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it is. Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, they've got a table which is round.
The Holy Grail.
No, but Arthur and Guinevere are real people. They are. You can go to somewhere. Oh my god, are you serious?
You can go see Mickey Mouse's house too.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. No, you can't. So it's like, oh, Arthur was a real king, but he didn't pull a sword out of a stone. Is that what I'm saying?
The kings who might have been the basis for King Arthur, if that's true, then they multiple existed around the 400s, early 500s.
Yeah.
BC.
AD.
It's your mama, Benham, Algen.
It's amazing how that castle's still standing, isn't it? That's 1,500 years.
Well,
That's good brickwork.
That's the main thing to take away from this.
That's good brickwork.
The ones who defended against these waves of pagan looters and evildoers were like these noble Romano-British Christian. And then like the enemy was this pagan horde. And so that's where King Arthur comes from. And that's why King Arthur's always fighting these like forces of darkness that are trying to take over the land. That's the English. And then the English took over and were like, it's also us on the good side. And
so everyone... it's true.
No. Because King Arthur was based on like the many different British kingdoms that tried to fight off the English.
It's an amalgamation.
Yeah, but the Titanic didn't have Rose and Jack on it, but the Titanic is true.
But in those days, they were like, there were no knights, there was no jousting, there was no... All the King Arthur stories are written in France in the
1200s. Yes, there is. Have you been to medieval times in America? I mean, I haven't, but I've seen it on TV. I'm focused, but he's... I'm going to do some Googling. I'll find a picture of him.
Okay, all right.
There'll be photos.
Yeah, there will be. Selfies.
Sorry, I'm going to stop talking. I'm really struggling.
That's not
today.
True.
I know.
Shall one year... Finally learnt to read.
Yeah.
Were you good at school?
That's a good question, Rosie. Yeah. Well done.
I was, I sort of was, but I would misbehave. Ooh. I was a bad primary school kid good high school kid.
Really? Oh, that's the right way around to do it, though.
Yeah.
So what would you do in primary?
So like the people at the school I went to primary school at, they had enough to worry about.
Yeah.
So they would just hand out tests or like things to do, like homework or work. And you'd either do it or you didn't, but they wouldn't make sure you did it. And so like I just wouldn't do it because I'd be like, well, it's this or just more drawing and colouring in. I'm not going to fucking do a test.
No.
And so like...
couldn't read and they were sending you home with colouring in?
No. This is after I could read.
Okay.
This is for years after
that. And they still sent you home with colouring in?
No. They would give me actual work to do. I just wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because it made my brain bored.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so then technically on paper, I was just getting like zeros for everything because they were like, well, he didn't do it. And so there was a point where my parents were like talking to one of the teachers or whatever and they were like, your son is... still illiterate somehow. And they're like, we know he's not.
Yeah.
He reads at home. We've seen him doing it.
Yeah.
And so it was a real mismatch between at home and at school. And I would like, it was quite like, I would just mess around and try and do jokes instead of doing work. And then the playground, you all just do fights. Lots of fights
you
in the playground.
You were a fighting boy?
We all fought each other, yeah. Big, rough and tumble.
Stop
Not like, no, these are like 9 year olds.
No, but like bulldogs. Yeah. Do you, what's it called? Like 40-40 in?
British bulldogs.
Yeah, British bulldog, 40-40 in.
What was that one where you held hands? Red Rover.
Yeah, yeah, Red Rover. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Oh, good.
Or just wrestling in general. Just.
Were you a good wrestler?
I don't. Maybe. No. I was pretty big.
Were you sporty?
No, because of the asthma.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So there was a big scandal because my teacher was warned not to make me do cross country, and she made me do it anyway.
What?
And I had a terrible asthma attack. And
no.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I now know as an adult that my parents went fucking apeshit.
Yes.
But as a kid, you just go, the teacher's a lot nicer to me now for like a month afterwards.
Yeah. Holy
and I
shit.
Just, I had to, I just sat it out. I was like.
Was there another kid in your year who was asthmatic or had like a medical condition that meant they couldn't take part of the sports? I always think it's nicer if there's two of you.
I don't think so. Not at that point. But then gradually it went to, like, you know, you don't grow out of it, but it goes away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like by high school, I was okay.
Good.
But I was still bad at sports. I was very malcoordinated.
Well, yeah, because you haven't had the start in life.
Yeah, I suppose like practice. Yeah. Yeah. My rugby coach said I had hands like tits.
Were you on the sports teams? Did you make them on them?
It's a tiny school, so I had to be.
No, congratulations.
Hands like tits.
Can't catch a ball with tits.
Yeah. See, I was moving away from that because I thought that would be to make you look stupid.
Hands like tits are like great hands.
Would you like to meet someone who had boobs on their hands?
I mean, we'd all like to meet them.
Yeah.
I mean... Maybe. I'd feel awkward because I'd stare. I'd really stare.
I think I'd like to hold that.
Happens when they get... You can just hold my tit now if you want. You know you can do that. Pierre, are you happy for us to continue interviewing you in this great way while Rosie holds up my tit?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which one do you want? One tit or
two? They're heavy, so one will be enough. It's a great... Jack, do you want to take a picture of me right now?
The level of happiness on your face is like someone's let you hold their baby. It's that level of contentment.
It is, isn't it?
Natural enthusiasm.
But this is Rosie's happy place, and this makes me feel good.
Hello, shall we to interrupt us with more? But we wanted to say we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show set. So why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre. Search our names.
Come see both of us. Bye. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, do it. Don't choose a favourite.
No.
What are you?
We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pierre, I'm going to try my best to get some good questions out in a row.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, and you have to remember them and answer them in order.
Okay.
Because I'm still going through a lot with this King Arthur shit in my head.
Sure.
So, number one, did you ever seek your parents' attention?
Yes.
When did you seek your parents' attention?
By annoying my sisters.
How would you annoy your sisters?
Because sisters are girls and you can't fight girls. But girls can
fight. Fucking stand up, son.
Oh, come on, then.
But I'll
break your cock in two.
But girls can fight boys. That was the case in my house. So, like, if I annoyed my sisters, they'd like punch me in the arm.
When were you raised? The early noughties? Yeah.
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 Well, 90s, early noughties, yeah.
Are they older or younger?
5 years older, 2 years younger. I was in the
middle. Middle problem.
I'm in the middle. Don't you worry about it. I'm fine.
I would make up. up annoying songs or nicknames right. or rhymes or being annoying with my words. Psychological warfare.
Were you a middle child who was aware of the middle child complex and would use that against people?
I was aware of it and would fight against the stereotype.
But then completely fulfilled it whilst fighting against it. Yeah.
Yes, by definition.
That's 100% what I did. I was like, oh, I'm the middle child, no one pays attention to me, I guess that's what's happening here. And then I take my top off and do a dance. It's like, fucking, no one cares what I do. I guess I'll just, I don't know, do a song and make everyone shut down and listen and give me 50p. Like, yeah.
If I annoyed my sisters, but I annoyed them in a funny enough way, I was less in trouble for annoying them.
Okay.
Because
manipulative little cunt.
But my mum had quite a like fun, like weird, does have slightly like a slightly odd sense of humour.
Yeah.
So if I was being really weird and annoying, then when my sister went to go say, "Mum, Piers," and would describe what I was doing, yeah. she would then laugh because it's very funny sounding, and I'd be like, yes,
oh my god,
double win.
And would you take that into school? Like, once you learn that behavior at home, would you then at secondary school use that?
No, I was not funny at school.
No, yeah, I don't cite specific entertainer.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah, till sixth form, yeah, I didn't really do or say much, and then in sixth form, I was funny and mean sometimes,
yeah,
to people. But only people who I didn't moment? Like. Just like, you know, when if you were the quiet kid and someone said something really irritating or annoying and you just like quietly noted in your head.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
in sick form, I went, what if I just said that I disagreed and was also made fun of them for being stupid?
Yes. And you've already picked up quite a few lines by using your sisters. Yes. So you're quite cutting by that point.
And I've been logging their mistakes for years silently. Like a robot.
No, and also like a really manipulative middle child.
Yeah.
It's like, I won't forget this. I'm going to bring this back in conversation. Like, it's not going.
So only later, but for like up to like like sixth form, I didn't really. It was only at home I was a weird fun.
And
weird
as the
fun.
Only
annoying.
Son,
annoying,
but the
annoying.
Weird fun only son. Do you feel like you and your daddy had a good relationship?
Yes, but not through that.
What was your like amazing relationship with your dad?
What did you bond over?
Movies and history and chess.
Oh god, was it just the two of you watching war films at the weekend?
Sometimes.
No. He's like, you can't read yet, son, but here we go. Bridge over the River Kwai.
Good reference. No,
right. Why say it like you're surprised that I reference that?
Very few women I know under 60 would reference Bridge over the River Kwai. It's
compliment.
Huh?
Do you know the film, Rosie?
Yeah.
It's really good, isn't
it's
it?
It's a very good film.
Yeah. I know it because Jack Whitehall went there on Travels with My Father on Netflix.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
My dad taught me to play chess because he played chess when he was young, and that was like a thing to do. He had his own chess set at home, and that was nice. You know, sit and do that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did he come
cute?
Watch you in the school plays?
Yeah,
yeah,
I thought it was lame. They both did. Both parents, if you can imagine
Aww.
It.
Proud of you.
They were both supported.
Yeah.
But obviously he's been raised with support. Look at him. He's happy with himself.
They were cautiously supportive. They're like, right. And then this is what you'd like to do. Like, and they're like, I see. Well, hopefully you'll enjoy yourself.
Well, it's paid off. You're happy. You work well. You do like, you work well. You make friends well. What is wrong with me? I meant to say you're successful, but I said you work well, because you do.
But I think they were too, they weren't too like open-ended, but if I was being lazy, mm-hmm. they'd be like, and you really don't want to do, and it would be like something I really should do, and would have enjoyed. But I'd say, no, I don't, because I felt lazy. And they'd go, all right. And then that thing wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
So that's actually, but like, you can't expect your parents to psychically know the difference between you genuinely not wanting to do something and you just being a lazy piece of shit because you're like 13.
Oh, they can tell. They can tell. For
well,
sure.
Maybe. But anyway, so it was all that was all fine. I was funny at home and not really in high school until late.
But that's fine, I think. I think that's good because it's sort of like it's practicing. It's like you're not someone, you know, you do new material nights. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You practice your material before taking it to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I was ashamed. I was quiet and single, but vocal at home.
Yeah.
But different from you, my brother did not know the rule that you don't beat women. So as I've said this before, I learned from a very early age that cordon bleu party, if you pop me on my back, I'm like a cockroach. Yeah, I can't get up. So if I would ever be really annoying, they'd just punch me in the forehead, get me on my back, and then leave.
Man. Why did he have to punch you on the forehead? Just push you on your
down.
Back. Oh, God.
And then they do the thing where we'd be play fighting, and then he would hit me a little too hard.
Sure.
And I'd go, ow! And I'd like, scoop me up, rock me, and go, don't tell mom.
What a creep.
I love your brother, but that's amazing.
Just to be clear, we did do play fighting, but it was up to like a certain age, and then it was like, oh no, like, now I'm too much stronger than you.
But so we were my younger brother. Now he's still my younger brother, but now he's a foot taller than me and 24 years old.
Yeah.
He will still wrestle me to the ground and put me on my back if I ever get annoyed.
I'm making it sound like he attacks you, but you are physically so violent yourself. This isn't him. You've started fights with me.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get him to that level. So it's a lot of, like, anger that I've...
You're trying to build up this kettle to boil, right?
Yeah. It's still fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I still sing songs at my sister's.
So good.
Yeah.
What do they do now?
In life, they're proper actual people.
You're a real boy. You ain't got no strings to hold
you. You're a real boy.
But they contribute to society. I mean,
no, what is that like?
I know it must be good, right?
I do every day with my words.
That's true.
Thank you.
My older sister, well, she's about to start working again after having a kid, my nephew, and she was. A psychological consultant. So it's like business consulting, but from a psychological point of view.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's all loads. But then she also used to do like HR stuff, loads of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger sister is in like digital marketing and building websites and
real.
Like proper people. Real people.
You may have had your dad's love and attention teaching you chess and watching war films when you were younger, but not now. way done.
When we were kids, they were the ones who were like, I'm going to be an actor. And my older sister even went to drama school for a year.
No.
Two years, actually.
What did you want to be?
I was going to join the army until they said, well, you have asthma, so you can't join the army.
Oh,
and I was like, well, that's probably for the best. I was going off it by that point anyway. And then I thought, well, I'll probably just be a lawyer. I like being a pedant. Imagine being
paid. You do, actually. I don't know why I looked surprised at that.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you
that's
love
like
being
one
a
of
pedant.
My main things.
Yeah.
And imagine being paid loads of money for being the best pedant. That'd be great.
So King Arthur is real and you're just arguing it because you've got a lawyer's like thing in your brain.
Sure.
I've written down in my notepad, search King Arthur.
That could be interpreted
I know
as
I'm
a
right.
real quest.
I know I'm
search
right.
Search out King Arthur.
Find him. Find his crown.
Well, in the story, he's still out there. He's asleep in his barrow.
Yeah. Do you believe that, Helen?
No, because that's not part of the story. He's dead.
No, he's asleep in
do
his barrow.
Shut up.
Do you believe they were dragons, Helen?
No, they weren't dragons. But... Jack, can we end the podcast now? Because I'm getting really stressed. And I feel like I'm being talked down to.
Yeah, you need to...
ask him about the daddy thing. Yeah, well, I've been trying to egg towards that, but Rosie's not doing it properly.
I was having a little bit.
You were, but you're having too much of a nice time. We're not being professional. Do you feel like you've been treated well?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
Daddy,
I don't know if you know, but I am Daddy.
Right.
Your Daddy.
I have a Daddy, but I am Daddy.
Okay, I get you.
Okay.
And don't get her, call her Daddy.
I get you, Daddy.
Thank you.
Sure, Great. Yeah. A little bit of respect. So, as Daddy, we're going to go on a day trip.
Okay.
You and me.
All right.
And we're going to do a lot of things on this day trip. First of all, we're going to go to the library.
All right.
And we're going to pick out a book. Any book. Apparently, libraries.
Usually, I want to come on these daddy trips as she describes, but this one, I'm so happy to miss out on already.
Wait, you're not her.
No, I don't care.
Apparently, what?
You're at home Googling King Gaffer.
I'm doing that right now.
You can get any book you want because, as we've established, you can read.
That's right.
Just.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then we're going to go to the cinema and watch every single war film.
Nice.
Every single war film that ever existed. What?
I'm really sorry, I just Googled King Arthur and it's still being debated whether he was a historical figure or a legendary character. I'm on the Wikipedia page. Why would Wikipedia be wrong?
It's not being debated.
Look, there's a picture of him.
Not by anyone serious.
There's a picture of him in a tapestry.
There's people that think 9/11 was a plan.
Yeah, well, it was weird how those towers fell, wasn't it? Still doesn't bubble jet fuel.
King Arthur was a legendary British leader. The details of Arthur's story are mainly composed of folklore and literary invention.
Yeah, and then type into Google instead, King Arthur real.
Hey, I'm on my day trip with Daddy right now.
Sorry.
And then we're going to hold hands. We're going to have a lovely day. And then we'll go home. I'll talk to you in bed. And you'll read your new library book. Is that a good day?
That's a great day.
What does purported grave mean?
Alleged. Helen.
Fuck. It's in Glastonbury
great.
Abbey.
That sounds a great day. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a great day.
You have been lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You've been lovely.
I haven't enjoyed this at all. I'm sorry, I'm still Googling. Yeah, also the film, King Arthur, 2004. Why make a film about a myth?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Say thank you to Daddy.
Thank you.
And now tell her your podcast and your Twitter. I'm sorry, I'm really trying to wrap this up.
Yeah. I do a podcast with Phil Wang called Bud Pod.
Yeah!
Which is fun. Good. Oh, thank you.
Have you had Rosie as a guest?
Well, we don't have guests, but not yet, but we will.
Follow him on Twitter and see everything he does. He's really, really good, even though he's come across really patronising and rude in this podcast. He's not like that in real life. He's just being a real dick today because he can't accept that he knows I'm right on things. Bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye.
1 new voice message. New voice messages.
Harriet, it's Rosie Jonesy, your best buddy in the whole wide world.
Hi, Harriet, it's Helen. Remember I came on your podcast and you yelled at me?
Also, Helen's here too.
Hey.
Why don't you pop pencils and we can chat about your lovely little childhood.
You want to know about little Harriet?
I reckon you had a lot of issues.
well, yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's like, you're, I mean, this, I forget that we're, like, yeah. Yeah. Harriet, please just come and let us know that you're okay.
You can cry on that shoulder, we know you like crying.
You're an emotional wreck, is what we're trying to say.
But, yeah, come on in, we'll have a lovely... Lovely. Don't worry, I'm fucking up now.
No, you're doing a great job. Okay. Don't fuck off. Okay, but bye, Harriet. We'll fuck off
bye,
from you.
Bye.
Deleted.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.